Would you welcome Jeannie Little?
Don't wear it on a hot day because otherwise the cheese runs down your body.
And so glamorous and fabulous and innovative and creative.
And darling.
Oh, that's good.
And I thought she was a drag queen. And I thought, my God, this creature, where'd she come from Mars?
Pardon me. I think I've got feather balls in my throat, honey.
Off.
She was just the most kind-hearted, generous person. I'm going to start crying.
Darling, are you paying attention? I'm being paid for being what I am, and if you don't like it, I don't give a hoot.
And just the real deal, 100%, you don't get people like that.
Sadly, we lost Jeannie Little at the age of 82 over the weekend. She made her debut on the Mike Wall Show in 1974, where she won a Gold Logie 3 years later. That's right, it was 1977, just 3 years after making her first appearance on television. It's an absolute delight and a treat for me to introduce this man. John Michael Housen joins me this afternoon. Hello, John Michael Housen.
Hello,
thank you.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I mean, considering we've been locked up for years in Melbourne, I think I've served more time locked up than a lot of criminals.
Let's talk about Jeannie Little, because honestly, you and Jeannie Little, how many times would you both have appeared on the Mike Wall Show over the years? My goodness,
well,
me.
An interesting story. I actually discovered Jeannie. Now, I mean, that sounds an exaggeration, but it was Mike Walsh was originally at Channel 10, and he took a few days break, and they asked me if I'd host the show, which I did. And I said, look, we've got this really wonderful character we'd love to have come on the show. Her name's Jeannie Little, and she's got a maternity shop in Paddington or somewhere. Anyway, I said, fine, I'd love to. Well, Jeannie appears. She had never seen Mike Walsh, so she didn't know what Mike Walsh looked like.
Right.
And I thought, when I saw her with a purple wig and a fuzzy-wuzzy wig, and she was, I think, 7 or 8 months pregnant in a paternity gown with a pink elephant over the tummy, I thought, oh, it's a drag queen sending me up. So she thought I was Mike Walsh, and I thought she was a drag queen. But it was a hilarious meeting, and after that, Mike saw the tape, and he said, we have to have her on permanently. And that was the beginning of Jeannie's showbiz career.
John Michael, what do you think that Jeannie Little had that was different, that made people absolutely fall in love with her?
Well, first of all, she was very funny. She was funny naturally, you know. But there was two Jeannies, because if you met Jeannie, you know, at home, she was very bright, lovely, warm-hearted, intelligent woman who wonderful hostess, lived in very great style because her husband, Barry Little, was an interior decorator. And she wore the most fabulous clothes, not those bizarre stuff she wore on television, but really elegant clothes. So she was. There were two Jeannie Littles, you know, the one on camera and the one at home in Paddington. But she was a good friend. You could talk to Jeannie, and it was, you know, it was like a mother confessor. She was a very good friend, and she worked tirelessly for charity. That's why she got an Order of Australia, because she worked so hard for charity and would never say no. And I remember we were the Heckle and Jekyll of Channel 9 at that day. We were always put out to the charity events, which we loved doing it because, you know, it gave us a chance to work together and meet a lot of people. But if Jeannie, even if she didn't feel very well, she would never cancel a charity event. And sometimes I would say to her, look, darling, I don't think you're too well today. I'll do it by myself. And she said, no, I promised I'd be there. And, you know, we do it. And we forged a very deep and lasting friendship through doing that.
Were you surprised, John Michael, at how quickly the public fell in love with Jeannie Little?
Well, I loved her because she was so different. I mean, that was the thing about Jeannie. There's nobody been before or since. Now, all those bizarre costumes and things, that was her own invention, you know. Mike, they just sometimes call her up at sort of 8 o'clock in the morning and say, look, we're a guest short today. Can you come on the show? Which only gave her 4 hours to get ready before the show started at midday. And she would grab a couple of garbage bags, a needle and thread or a stapler or whatever, and she'd be making a bizarre costume in the back of a cab on the way to Channel 9. And so she, you know, it was so inventive. I don't know where she got the ideas from. She just got these amazing ideas for costumes and hats and wigs and whatever. And it all came out of her. She didn't need a costume designer. She did it all herself.
I see she was also a hit when she appeared as a special guest on Michael Parkinson's variety show in England. In fact,
that's right. And, of course, she had a wonderful moment with George Burns, which was one of the funniest moments on television. She was a unique person. Now, the thing is, some people thought she was sort of nuts and she was like that all the time. But as I said, that was the performing genie. And then there was the private genie, which I got to know and love dearly. And, you know, she had a wonderful, happy marriage with Barry and a lovely daughter, Katie. And, you know, it was a very tight-knit family at home as well. It wasn't this sort of a bizarre sort of life at all. Very traditional. And that's what I loved about her, that she could turn on the lights. You know, when the camera was on, she became Jeannie Little. When it was off, she became Mrs. Little, you know, which was absolutely wonderful. And I just loved being with her. I mean, to be quite honest, I loved her. I really loved her, and I hope for you. I think she loved me too, and we just had the best time. In fact, Sam Chisholm, who was running Channel 9 when we were doing the World Show, he once said to us, "You know, I'd love to get a sitcom for the two of you to do." Well, it never happened, but it was a nice thought that two of us doing a sitcom together. God knows what it would have been like, but you know, I thought that was great to think that. He thought of us in that way. But she was just a... And you see, it was a great time because if you look at the Mike Walsh show, it shows at that time there were a lot of eccentric personalities around. A lot, not just Jeannie and others. There were, you know, an ugly Dave Gray and go on a long list of wonderful eccentrics. I don't think we have that in television anymore.
No, we don't, sadly.
We don't have these sort of really funny, off like Jan Adele and Lucky Grills and people like that. They were very funny and marvellous characters and really wonderful people to be with. We just don't have that anymore in television. And that was the great thing that came out of television in the 70s and 80s was the wonderful finding of bizarre personalities and making them national names.
Very true. It's a conversation for another day, and I hope we can talk again. But, you know, you were mentioning those personalities. I wonder whether they'd be, allowed on TV, I almost say, these days with the society that we live in with cancel culture
Probably, you know, because we all spoke our minds.
Yes.
The years of what I call free speech, which are fondly remembered by some of us, you know, before the PC crowd took over. You could get on there and be absolutely outrageous, and it wasn't offensive. We just spoke our minds. But of course, today people are looking for something. You blame you for something you've said. I remember I was doing a radio show in Melbourne and got into all sorts of trouble because I said people should walk on a short pier or a long plank over a deep lake or something. And that was advocating suicide.
Oh,
I mean, I can't tell you. I was just talking about people on a short pier over a long sea, did that fall in the water? Oh, no, that was a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad I got out of the business when I did, because I don't think I'd have, you know, really lasted much longer. It's because I just don't believe in all that PC rubbish.
Well, we don't either here. So, look, I've got to let you go because I've got to go to the news. It's been an absolute delight catching up with you. Thank you for the memories of a lovely lady.
Well, like I said, Brent, I'm so glad you remember Jeannie as fondly as millions of people did, because she was a very special, wonderful human being.
Thank you, John Michael Howson. I hope we can talk again.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. It's an absolute delight for me to catch up with you this afternoon. Bye-bye. That's John Michael Howson.